the things that he did at that time mm-hmm. for this revolution, if right. today we can say, like, if Iran has the constitution today, it's because of the hard working of Shahid Beheshti, the dedication that he had on this work.
This is a natural principle, that people are affected by their rulers.
One thing very obvious about his character that made him more influential was his management skills. Not only management skills, but in the more modern sense of it, leadership qualities. He was truly a leader. And when it came to him actually leading the whole group of scholars who were working on the Iranian constitution, you can see the high capability of this person.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher and analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers all across the world of Islam. With me in the studio are two experts from the Islamic House of Qom, Dr. Murtaza Zazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And Dr. Zazadeh, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Good to be here.
So in the new series of the program, The Teacher, we have started discussing the thoughts and speeches of Sayyid Mohammad Husseini Beheshti, mainly known as Shahid Beheshti in Iran. We know that he was one of the greatest jurists, philosophers, and thinkers of contemporary Iran, who was assassinated, unfortunately, at the very beginning of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. As usual, we play one Persian audio file of this great scholar, and then we'll discuss content of his speech. Let's listen to this Persian audio file, along with the English translation, and then we'll continue our discussion.
Ma'ad, yani tak tak ma insan ha.
Resurrection denotes a day when every one of us, after death, will face an infinite period of existence, by when every single human being has to come up against all their good and bad deeds they committed before their demise. Resurrection for us is not a matter of monotheistic free society or multi-class society. That multi-class society is the hell, and monotheistic free society the same heaven. No. This is not what the Quran introduces as heaven and hell. A multi-class society is terribly ugly, rejected, and just like the hell, but it is not the hell described in the Quran. A monotheistic free society is so beautiful and similar to heaven, but not the real heaven. We believe in resurrection as to be for every single human being. Everyone will face resurrection, and not that the whole society will move in a historical process to reach the heaven or that monotheistic free society. And that first one is the true resurrection for humanity.
What you listened to was Shahid Beheshti regarding the topic of Ma'ad. This is the third episode on the concept of Ma'ad. Since it is very controversial and complicated, we try to discuss it in detail with the presence of Dr. Murtaza Zazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi. Okay, Dr. Zazadeh, a very important question, and what Shahid Beheshti also is referring to, is a society without classes. I mean, he criticized this concept and the thought that a society without classes is not the heaven that we are talking about after the phase of Ma'ad or resurrection. Now, the question is, nowadays in the 21st century, we see so many people looking for their rights. We can say from the women to the young to the black to the colored people. Minorities in different countries are looking for their rights. And this shows that a society with class exists. The people whose payments are lower than the other ones, or the justice is not at all observed in the payments or the wages among the people of the society. Now, my question is this. how the concept of Ma'ad would help us in removing the concept of discrimination from a society. We know that Shahid Beheshti says discrimination among the classes of the society, removing it does not mean Ma'ad. But at the same time, how we can use the concept of Ma'ad to remove discrimination in a society?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, in order to answer this question, let me use a hadith from the Holy Prophet, a very famous hadith that maybe all of us have heard, but it's really a very profound saying that we need to reflect on that very much. Even Shahid Athani, the great scholar, Zainuddin Muhammad,
known as Shahid Athani,
and he's one of the greatest scholars in the Shi'i history, in the Islamic history in general, we can say, has an independent treatise on this very hadith. That hadith says, "Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah." Mm-hmm. You know, this world is a farm for the other world.
Okay.
Because it sounds to be very clear, but it has so many implications that if people want to know more about it, they should refer to that book. But if I want to answer your question based on this hadith, we say, yes, you know, we have some good concepts or good, let's say, good deeds or good actions or good, let's say, ideals that we want them to happen in our society or in ourselves.
That's right.
If we want to give a good, let's say, motive for those things to happen in the society, we really need to pay attention to this hadith. Every single action that we do, every single thing that happens in this world is like a seed that we plant in our farm. So if you are working on making this society a better society, a society which is free from any discrimination, we really need to always have in mind that you are working in the way of God.
Okay.
That is, I think, the only way that we can actually connect these two concepts. Making a society which is free from discrimination, making a society which is based on justice, is one of the best deeds that a person can do, society can actually pursue. So if we are doing that, actually we are making a better situation for ourselves in the future. But again, I want to just say that we should not limit the concept of Ma'ad to this worldly life, to making a class-free society.
That's right. Because whenever we are talking about the paradise and the hell and the heaven, the first thing that comes to our mind is the other world.
Yes.
The other world. And this has its own shortcomings. I think the concept of Ma'ad is very much limited to the other world. We do not think and we do not have this Ma'ad type of thinking in our daily lives. I mean, if we want to have a society full of justice or without any discrimination, this concept of Ma'ad, thinking about the consequences and the results of our actions in the other world, can help us very much. But the But the modern movements are limiting themselves to some criterion, standards, and constitutions that are only applicable to the physical world and not the other world.
Yes.
This is what point was regarding this question.
You're right. And, you know, if people think that way, I mean, in a proper way, so that they do not forget the other world, they will be much more motivated to work for a better society in this world.
Okay.
Let's imagine this. I mean, two different case scenarios. One is that we do our best in order to achieve something in this very short physical life that we have. The second case scenario is that we do the same good thing, but in order to achieve something in this world and in the other world, in order to achieve something which is endless, which is limitless, which will be rewarded in another world in addition to what we gain in this world. So, I mean, naturally, logically, in which of these case scenarios will be more motivated to work for? Definitely when I see that I gain more for the same thing with just being mindful of the other world, that will give me much more motive to work for that.
And these are the problems, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, we are facing nowadays in the world. War everywhere. We can say looking for more wealth, the money, dollars, you know. I don't know, stock markets and how can I say, sorry to say, rape. And all these, we can say, the powers and the anger that exists in today's world. At the same time, the people are looking for the solutions in the same field. I mean, the same physical, constitutional field that they're looking for their rights. But I think Ma'at can help us very much in this regard, isn't it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, that is true. Obviously, Ma'at, then it reminds you of the hereafter. And when you know that you're accountable for what you have done in hereafter, you will be very much careful.
Right.
In the Quran, Surah Al-Zalzala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Whoever does the good an atom's weight will see it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. And whoever does ill an atom's weight will see it.
Okay.
So if we have this ma'ad in our daily life, we need to remember. That's why, you know, in the Islam, it is recommended to go and visit the graves of family members, obviously, who passed away.
The deceased ones, that's right.
The deceased ones. Why? Because when you go there, you will know that, after all, I have to come here.
Mm-hmm.
This is my last destination in this world.
That's right.
Whatever I have, the money, the wealth, mm-hmm. the children, everyone will remain in this world.
That's right.
And the only thing which I will have, obviously, this grave and my body and my soul will transfer to another world. On top of that, you know, when we are talking about the class-free society, we need to define what does this class-free society means.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a worldly meaning of this class-free society and there is a Quranic meaning.
Mm-hmm.
In both ways, obviously, in the Quran, even in the Ma'ad, we see classes as well. Why? Because the prophets, they are the leaders.
Okay.
The a'imma, the saints, they are the leaders. And we will be obviously gathered with them. And they will be the leaders over there as well. So there is a class obviously in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says like the one who knows and the one who does not know, they're not equal.
That's right.
The one who does the good deed and the bad deed, they're not the equal.
That's right.
Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The one who is near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the pious one, who God varies. So there is a class, obviously. Someone who have less taqwa, for example, is not equal to one who has the more taqwa. Yes, there is a definition of Quranic, like the Quranic definition of classes that has been said. In this world, we can see, obviously, there is a master, there is a leader in the shape of a prophet or imam. And they're the rest who are following them. They're not the equal. There is a class there. But on top of that, we can see the same leader is living like the poorest person in the world, in the society.
Okay.
So this discrimination of worldly, we can say like, or material, we can say status, that is not seen in the eyes of Quran or in the eyes of Allah or in the Ma'ad, in the hereafter. The actual thing is your deeds. You will be divided into different classes because of your deeds, on the basis of your taqwa that you have.
But not these classes
that you have money, so you will get the better place in the paradise, or maybe you can do the confession. Yes.
Or these classes or tabaqa that are given by social movements to you. No, it is not. It is not the criteria.
It is not the criteria. It is not the criteria. Maybe there is a person who have nothing, but his deeds are
in
perfect.
The eyes of Allah.
In the eyes of Allah, he is the most atqakum.
As happened about Prophet Muhammad, you know, at his time there were so many wealthy people around him, but he was given the best class of the society.
And the main point, like with the Jews or the Bani Israel, obviously they had the fight. They said, we are the afdal, for example, the greatest of the mankind.
Yeah.
Why Allah did not send a prophet from amongst us?
We are
the battle of Khaybar that happened and the Jews, why this was happening is because they were thinking like the prophet should come from the Jews, not the sons of we can say like Ismail alayhi salam. Obviously, there were two sons of the Ishaq and Ismail, the sons of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So, you know, these are the thinking, this material thinking that we have in this world.
Okay.
And the problems that we have and why we are looking for the solutions materially, it's because there is an hadith, An-nasu ala dini mulukihi.
That's right.
That the people are following the religion of their
leaders.
Their leaders or the rich people.
That's all right.
They look at the rich people, what they are doing. That's why, you know, whenever we had a king in a country being a Muslim, the country was, for example, the territory was Muslim. It was a Christian. We had these crusade wars and all those things.
Okay.
These are because of this.
Okay.
So we need to go beyond this world, material, and look for the solutions beyond this.
Thank you very much, Dr. Reza Zadan Said Mousenawi, for a fruitful discussion regarding the concept of Ma'ad. This was our third episode regarding the concept of Ma'ad according to one speech, one part of the speech of Shaheed Ayatollah Beheshti. It was very kind of you. And dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. You can download for free our other episodes of this program on our website, parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also visit our YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah. Ooh.